Parshas Boy discusses the end of the Makos and Tzivui for the Korban Pesach. It's also the well-known Ramban at the end of Boy, which is, I should speak about it, because Betim, we should go through it every day, as the Bali Musa say. It's Kedai to go through it every day. And 1 year I thought I didn't go through it. But I'd like to deal with a different answer to the Ramban's question. The Ramban, also well-known, the Ramban asks, Vosefis Betim, that's what he's coming to answer, why do we have so many mitzvahs that are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? Acher with one Zecher, that should be enough. So the Chinuch, in the mitzvah of Shleilishbur Etzim in a Pesach, Betim Leisishbur Boy, he gives a different answer to the question. He says, the Etzim mitzvah, Mishor Shia mitzvah Lizkur Nisi Mitzrayim, Kmoi Shekos, Kasavnu Bachiris, Betim, the Yisoid is to be Zecher Nisi Mitzrayim. Like we mentioned with the rest of the mitzvahs that are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, and there's numerous. We're nobility. We're aristocratic. We're aristocrats. Thank you. Aristocratic. And therefore, it's a pasnish to break the bones. And it only passes for those that are the aniyam, the poor, that are really hungry. So they break the bones to get every little piece of marrow and everything that they can get out. Any little edible food that they could, that's what they do. We do maisim that show our Chashivas more than the other Amim. It says the Chinuch that through the Maisa and the Dimyurin of the Madama to what we did in the past, to eat it as a Am Kodesh, as a Segulas Kala Amim, the Mamela, it's Workaveya in ourselves, the Yisurid of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Chashivas of Klal Yisrael. Now he continues. Now he answers the Ramban's question. He's talking to his son, as he writes in Zagdama, that Betzim wrote this for his son. So many things, Zeichel in Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have one thing, put up a big sign. One day we'll have Zeichel Tezvav Nisan, we'll have one Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. What do we have to have? Also Tefillin, and also Tzitzis, and also all the different things, Kiddush, and also Shabbos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mezuzah Betim Norban is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sony Mitzvah is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kiloyim mechochmot titpeseni al zeh. Omachsheves hanar yisayachal ledavarkein. Vato b'niim b'niim b'nino shima ozois. Vahate yazna choveshima. Alem decho lahoyol batur v'mitzis. He says, listen carefully and I'll tell you a big yisoid. Dak ki odem nifol kafi pulo yisof. A person should realize that a person is drawn after his ma'isim, and his thoughts and his lev is going to follow according to the ma'isim that he does. Im toiv imra. Now he gives an example, two examples. He says, afilum rosha gomer b'levavoy v'chol yitzamach shavoyis libe rak rakol ayoyim. Even a rosha gomer that all he thinks about the entire day is rishus. If something happens to him, to be more him, then he should start being oisik in Torah mitzvahs. Even if it's shloi l'shem shamayim, it will automatically turn him and give him a tendency towards toiv. On the bottom, the Rebbe if the Ksav Yad says, as it says, "Alzeh omru avisin zechron levrochol mitosh shloi l'shem balishmo." His ra is yitzer lev ha'avim ra min urav, and this person is rak ra kol hayom. That's what he is inside. But externally, the external is able to influence the internal. Ki adam nimshach ha'adam nifal kafi pu'uloisav. The person's lev is changed kafi the ma'isim that he does. Vafilum ye adam tzadik gomer. Now he takes it the opposite way. Even if a person is a tzadik gomer v'lova yosher v'tomim, chofitz b'torah v'mitzvos. Even a person is mamash a tzadik and he loves doing Torah, b'mikayim loy mitzvos. Im ulai yasek tamid bedorim shel defi ki ilu tamar derech moshel shechricha emelech minov umnitzra. If a king happens to appoint him as an executor for something terrible, ve'emes im kol iskoy tamid kol ayem beitzer umnitz yoshiv lezman min azmanim mitzitkas libur liyisrosha gomer. This person was a tzaddik yisraelim. Now, because he was forced to act in a certain way, it's going to change him. It's going to affect him. Ki yodu adavar ve'emes shekol adam nifal kvi puloysef mei shemayim. Ve'al kein amru zichrono livra, Chazal, rotza amakum lezakei ses Yisrael lefika chirbem ter mitzvayis. Kdei lahatviz bahen komach shavayisenim liyis bem kol eiskenu. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvayis was that we should be so asuk that lehitiv banu lachrisenu, kimitoicha pu'ulay satoyves anachru nifalim liyis tevim mizrichim lachayad. Through all the mitzvahs, you're right, we could have had just one mitzvah, Zeich Letiz Mitzrayim. But the more things that we do, we have tefillin, and we have tzitzit, and we have kiddush, and we have everything that we do, mezuzah, we have all the mitzvahs that are Zeich Letiz Mitzrayim. With every mitzvah, it's another maisa that our lev is going to be drawn after the maisa. The Ramzu Zichron Levracha, Azeb Amroi, Komi Shishle Mezuzah Bepizchoi, Vetzitzit Bebigdoi, Vetzilin Bereishoi, Muftach Shal Yechta. Fisher Elo Mitzvah Tmidiyois, Venifal Behem Tamid. Here we have, Chazal told us, certain mitzvahs that are constant and that a person is always has. He has tefillin, he has tzitzis, he has mezuzah al pischoi. So he's always being oisik. Kinira, there's also an inyan of being oisik in the mezuzah, even though it's lachur, it's a sheval tasa. As soon as he put it up, that's it, he's ready to mekayim it. It's already, okay, fine, by Davar HaMelech, the Milo, Nochanant, that it's constantly affecting him. It's continuously affecting him because he's always being oisik in it. But this is Yisrael, which is mentioned in numerous different places and in numerous different forms and fashions. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Re'eh, when he's talking about Ir Nidachas, so it says the halacha is Hakes Hakes Yeshvei Ira Yir Lificharif Hachrim Mosav Es Kol Asher Bo Ves Beim Tol Lificharif Es Kol Shlola Tikpoi Tzal Teich Rechavi Ves Tzav Tebeishas Zeir Ves Kol Shlola Kol Hashem Lekecho Vais Tzal Teilayim Lesi Banari. You have to wipe out the entire city. Wipe out everybody, woman, children, everybody. Everything is taken to the middle of the town and it's totally burnt. The last pasuk says, "V'lo yidbak biyadchor muhuma min acherim l'man yoshev Hashem echorin apcho v'nosan l'cho rachamim v'richamcho v'hirbecho kasher nish v'lav yisecho." Make sure that none of the booty is left over, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nosan l'cho rachamim v'richamcho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you rachamim. What is it doing here? Why do you need the rachamim? What's that piece? Says Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Kavonas Maimer Zekan, Zafishi Tziva al Ir Nidachas Shehori Kol Ir Lefi Chorev Vafilu Behemtom. Maisa Zeh Yoyli Tevach Zoriz Bleva Odom. Says Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that such a Maisa is B'teva automatically going to be, you'll be Mekayim Mitzvah. This is the Tzivoi of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mach Nishtais. You're doing something which is a Maisa of Achzorius, automatically it's going to be Moili Teva in a person. Says the Arabs, they told him, the Ishmaelim said, that they're appointed as executors and they have a gishmak when they kill somebody. How did they get to this? They lost all rachamim that they had, internal rachamim. Memelo, says the Arachayim, this problem you're going to have also by Reitzchei Nidachas. So ze omer lehem avtocho, shitin l'shem rachamim. Hagam shateva yoyilid bim achzorius, bot mekor rachamim, yashpia bim koyach rachamim yichodesh. Levatol koyach achzorius shenir lebim. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, you're right. Be'etzem, it should be moyilid achzorius. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you a special dose of rachamim to overcome and to outweigh the, and to quash the achzorius that was Moilid Al Yidei, his Maisim. And that's better than what the Mesillas Yesharim says at the end of Parag Zayin. In Zrizus, he says, Ki atnua chitzenim areres as apnimi, it's the same thing if a person is not a Zoriz. So what's he supposed to do? He's not a Zoriz, I'm a lazy person, what do you want? So he says, no. Even if Be'etzim you're a lazy person, nevertheless, do a Maisa that's a Maisa of Zrizus, tnua chitzenim, and it's Moilid apnimi. Come, jump, run to Second Seder. Jump out of bed in the morning. The Seder Ayyim says, Maftiach, he says that if you jump out of bed in the morning 5 days in a row, then after that you won't have a problem. I once said this many years ago when we were learning Moed Ani, when we said in the Tfilavad, And somebody that was there, he decided he's taking it off. He came back to me after just over a week, he said. He said it was a few days off is for him. He says after 6 days or whatever it was, I don't know exactly how many days, 4 days, 6 days, he says, Taki didn't have a problem to do it. Try and true. See what, I don't know, if this is already 5 years ago. I don't know what, since then, if after that he went back. But a person always has the echelis to go both ways. But Mela, it's a tremendous teva that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us, that even if a person is not ve'etzem, inside of himself, he doesn't have the yicholis, he doesn't have the koyach, he's not a zoris, he doesn't have... There's things that you could do on the outside that will affect the inside. Even though l'chor, it's a facade, it's not really the way that you feel inside. No, the Rebbeinu Shalom, it'll be achar ha'pu'ulis n'mshachem ha'levavis. However, mitzad sheni, we find that very often it works the opposite way. The way that Rav Dessler talks about it, he says, when a person, he's talking about smoking is already addiction. But that was the mashal that he gives when he discusses this idea. And Rav Dessler says, he says, if a person decides he's not going to smoke for a day, he's a chain smoker or whatever, he smokes a good few cigarettes a day. Then he decides he's not going to smoke for a day. So what's going to happen? After that, he's going to want to smoke twice as much. It's just, he held back, he overcame, and then it explodes. And that's what happens often. It happens that a person is able to push back. Lashon Hara happens sometimes. The person decides that he's going to recover himself, not to speak Lashon Hara. So he has his day, his 2 days, and he's taka. Taka does it. And then after that, ken halsachayim. And that's it, he explodes. And that happens often. Also, it happens in relationships. The person has to realize. Relationships with, especially with a spouse, it can happen. Person's quiet, and he overcomes, and then all of a sudden she forgot to set the table properly, and that's it. All of a sudden there's a volcano. What happened? It's not from just now. That's not where it happened from. It was a little bit, and a little bit, and a little bit, and then it exploded. Now the question is, l'chora, when a person does a ma'isa, there's a story I heard from Michal Yakov, and he says the story of a girl who went off to Derech, and they were asking her what happened, where did it start from? So it says the truth is that when she used to come home from school, she would pass by a falafel store. And the falafel stand didn't have a good hechsher. She was always hungry. She didn't have enough food in the house. I don't know exactly what the issue was. She was always hungry and she would pass by and it smelled heavenly. It smelled heavenly. Mamish. And each day she would pass by. Oof, I wish I could have. Oof, I wish I could have. Oof, I wish I could have. 1 day, 2 days, week, 2 weeks, a month. And after that, I wish I could have. She went inside and she had. And when she had something was not such a great hechsher, so okay, so machnish days, it doesn't so bad. Nothing happened, we didn't blow up. And that's it. Slowly went from one thing to the next. And that was it. She lost it. Now the question is, l'chura, the opposite should have happened. You're telling me, Adam nifol kifu pula yisof. That means that one time she overcame her taiva, the second time, a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, she was able to overcome the taiva. So what happened? How come it blew up afterwards? That's l'chura, this is the chinuch. L'chura, Adam is nifol kifu pula yisof. What's the difference? What's the difference between this case and that case? The truth is that Rav Dessler is matayin it from Parai. He says, by Parai is matayin it to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Hashem HaTzadik v'ani v'ami HaRishim. And he says that if the Torah writes it down, then it's not sheker. It means that that's what he actually believed at that time. Hashem HaTzadik v'ani v'ami HaRishim. And nevertheless, he was machbid libay until the point that he lost his bechir even. But what happened? What happened from his l'chura? Mitzad echad he was makir, mitzad sheni, it didn't help. So he says that be'etzem he never overcame his taiva. He just pushed it down. He had akara, but he didn't want to believe that akara. He knew it was true. Hashem HaTzadik, he had a really, it's like Yudayin Rebbeinu Miskav Limba. He knew that it's true. He knew that the Rebbeinu Shalom is a tzaddik. But he didn't work on it. He didn't work to overcome his yitzhara. So it just got pushed down. It got pushed down. And the way that he explains it, it says it's like his mashal, it's like it's a spring. You press down a little bit on the spring, you let go, and nothing's going to happen. You press down a little bit more, then it springs back a little bit. You press down too much, then you let go, it springs back in your face. And then a person can end up even worse off than he was beforehand. People don't realize that this, you say, that sometimes a person can end off, if he pushes down too much, he's lifted himself too much, then at the end of the day, he can end off in a worse place than he started. That's why, especially with Balei Tshuva and other people, they make sure that they go at a very, very slow pace. Because if you don't, then at the end you could be worse off than beforehand. And I've seen such scenarios where people jumped in too fast and that's it, they were going to throw everything away. Some people talk, I did throw everything away, but then they have to back off and only do certain things. The question is, okay, so what's the eitzah? What's the recipe? What's the answer to the question? When yes, when does it work, and when does it not work? The answer is, that's really, I think, what the Hago here on the bottom says, mitosh shelo lishma bo lishma. The din of mitosh shelo lishma bo lishma is only when your kavana is to come to lishma at the end of the day. You're right, right now, I have no interest in it. The reason why I'm doing it is for the money. But it's not that I'm doing it because I don't want to do it. It's doing it because right now I don't have enough of a kayach to decide that this is the right thing to do, so I need an incentive. I need an incentive. It's totally shleishma. I'm doing it for the money. I'm doing it from the covenant. I'm doing it for my wife. I'm doing it for whatever the reason I'm doing it. But there's a reason why it's not lekanter. It's not to. It's the reason, the end result, where do I want to get to? The goal, the objective is to get to the lishma. That's the same thing over here. When a person has an interest in doing it, when a person is. His kavana at the end of the day when he's doing the ma'isim is to get to change himself. The zrizus of the mesilas yesharim, let's say. The zrizus of the mesilas yesharim. If you're trying to, it could be that when it's a mida ra, it works even if it's not that way. For sure, by a mida teiva, that the zrizus, you want to become a zariz. If you want to become a zariz, then in a chanami, you have to, and you do the ma'isim to become a zariz. Kadosh Baruch will help you. The chitzainis will be more the panimius. However, if a person's not interested in coming there, so then what happens is, this one girl wasn't interested specifically in overcoming the taiva. She had a taiva every day when she passed by the falafel stand, and she had to overcome it. She had to overcome it, but she wasn't looking in, she wasn't taking the opportunity to work on a taiva, to whatever it is, to work on the chashivas of eating kashrus v'chulum. If a person would take is given an opportunity, very often a person is given an opportunity. The question is, how does he take the opportunity? The way Chilul Yaakovson said, he says, a person puts on a frock. He gets a position, he puts on a frock. So now people look up to him. People look up to him, and now it's a passage that he eats ice cream in public anymore. But he likes ice cream a lot. So what does he do? So there's two possibilities. One possibility is that you say, in public I can't do it, in public I can't do it. In public I can't do it, in public I can't do it, but I want to do it. What am I supposed to do? Then you go home and you get a double fudge sundae, and you add a bunch of things, and it just comes exploding somewhere else. Or you say, listen here, the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving me an opportunity to work on my tithes. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the ice cream, I like ice cream. 100% I like ice cream. What's it going to do for me at the end of the day? After 2 minutes, I'm not gonna remember even that I ate it. I'm not even going to know what went down. It's kishmak for those seconds, I'm not telling you not. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, afterwards, it's going to give me a stomachache probably. Afterwards, what did I gain from it? What nutritional value does it have at the end of the day? Person convinces himself, person works on it, a person, if his kavana is towards to working on his taiva sukedema, that's just a mashal ba'alma. But that's the nekuda. The nekuda works with kavan, works with taiva, works with all the different things. If a person is given an opportunity, so then it depends how do you want to challenge it, channel it. How do you want to use this opportunity that the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving you? If you're just overcoming it because what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? What does this do? Then it's going to explode. But if a person is married and his wife does something to upset him, so it could be, I really want to say something, but I'm not going to because I know it's not the right thing. Or listen here, I'll call Pisham Tchasavo. I know I'm not perfect. And this is all part of the relationship, and we're growing together, and this is what it's all about, as we've discussed. Memela, it's a whole different Isaklus. In that case, in a Hanami, 100%, when a person goes through like that, then Adam is Nifuk Fibulaisiv, and it's not going to change him, and it's not going to bother him afterwards. And when he jumps out of bed, he's going to, after 4 days, he's going to be able to jump out of bed. So really, you want to know, if it sees after 5 days, you try to say the Rayyim, and it doesn't work. So it just means that you maybe don't have the Ratan enough to. What's the Tayelis at the end of the day? Lachur, anybody that's trying it, Lachur, that's what he really wants to do. But lechur, that's the nekuda, and I think that this is something that applies not just when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a certain opportunity to, you're putting on a frock, whatever it is. The truth is that it applies with every single mitzvah. That's what the chinuch is saying. The chinuch is telling us, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu nezakeh zeh Yisrael, if you can hear me, is that every single mitzvah should be, is the yicholus to be mezakeh a person, to give a person, to be lezakeh zeh Yisrael, lashon zach, to become pure. Person who become dohaven, a person who become a dohaven of mensch, a aristocratic person, a choshva person, a adam kodesh, adam, a whole different level. That depends on how he goes through with the mitzvah. If a person realizes that every single mitzvah is an opportunity, every mitzvah is an opportunity to become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You put on tefillin every day, sivi sai. So you can put on the tefillin because you have to put on the tefillin. You put on tefillin because you take the extra 2 to 3 seconds before you put on avim mekayim mitzvah sabarin. Being mekayim, just to think about it for a second before you come to the second seder, sitting down to learn Torah Hashem. Before it applies to everything, then we can in echnami be ezer Hashem yizeicha to adam nifol kefi pulesef.